your finances on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Paula T. Webb, the hostess with the mostest, giving you the brightest and most inspiring information on the new age of trading psychology. This is the source. This is where it's at. Be there, be here, or be square. Okay? It is August 25th, 2024, and let's get started. As you know, on occasion, we have to do a little bit of housekeeping, so we're going to do that real quick here today. For those of you that have been emailing us with questions about creating trading systems, first of all, thank you very much for being interested in our approach and our materials. I really appreciate that. And I think there may be some misunderstanding from our workshops and maybe some of my podcasts where Mark and I may have talked about our trading system, because there was a point not so long ago that we were developing a trading system with an absolutely brilliant, brilliant guy who's, had been with Microsoft and Amazon in their executive development department. And we had considered selling that. So unfortunately, the decision had to be made not to provide that to the trading community, because we knew that it would just be pirated. And Mark just couldn't do that. He just, after all the piracy of our books and our workshops and all that, which broke his heart, as I've mentioned previously, he just couldn't let go of the trading system. Now, with that said, just because we developed a trading system for ourselves, that does not mean that we are qualified or equipped to give any trader advice on how to develop their own trading system. We had a developer working for us. I mean, that he didn't work for us per se, other than the fact that he was a really good friend. He started out as one of our clients, and then we became friends, and he was just so brilliant, he helped us develop a system. So it wasn't like we were the developers. We gave him our criteria. He put it together in a way. We went back and forth and, a lot of trial and error. And he came back eventually with a system that we were happy with. But in terms of helping any other traders develop a trading system, that's not what I do. And it's something that we never did. So I apologize if there's any miscommunication or misunderstanding based on, the pirated videos out there that, yes, Mark and I were sharing, we're developing a system and we're probably going to, make it available. Well, that just didn't happen. That system is not for sale. It never will be. Sorry to say, it's just the way it is, at least for right now. I say never, you can't ever say never. But so if you have any more questions about that, just let me know. But I wanted to help you guys understand that I can't help you develop a system. Now, with that said, there is a man that I know, Perry Kaufman, known him for a long time, and he does have some great books on developing trading systems and what to look for in trading systems based on your criteria. Again, it's Perry Kaufman, and you can find his books on Amazon. They're pretty popular books, probably about anywhere from, 60 to 80 bucks, but he's got some really good information for you guys. So I hope that helps. The other thing is, when you schedule the free call, as I have said before, the call will take place in the Pacific time zone in California. And if you are outside the US, you have to let us know when you schedule that call, if you want a Zoom or Skype call, which we are happy to do. We do it all the time with clients outside the U.S. Furthermore, we do not chat on WhatsApp. We don't use our cell phones. We don't conduct business on a cell phone. Okay? That's just who we are. We don't use FaceTime. That's why we offer Zoom or Skype. Those are professional platforms to conduct any type of business with us. Okay? And then the last thing before we get rocking here is this is the last time I'm going to mention this in this venue. If any of you take an analogy that I make as anything other than an analogy and come back at me personally or professionally, my legal team will have a chat with you. Okay? In other words, if you take any information, any clarity that I'm bringing to this trading forum and turn it into your own interpretation and go south with that, maligning me in any way, you know, you're probably going to have a problem legally. So the real easy fix is, if you don't like my approach, especially when I use current events to make my points clearer with regard to my tried and true trading skills and concepts to improve your trading, then simply stop listening. Okay? All right. There we go. We're done with that. All right. So this week's question was, what do I mean when I say traders must learn how to think for themselves? Can you elaborate on that? Okay, so stepping back into the housekeeping part that I just spoke of, I am going to give you a clear example of this using a recent political statement by the current sitting vice president. And again, this is not a political statement, but this is going to be very clear as to what I mean about learning how to think. Now, for those of you who don't want to hear this approach, you can turn the station right now, okay? Okay. So learning how to think entails, as I keep saying, knowing who you are. And I guess I'm not making this clear enough for everyone, and I apologize for that. But I'm glad that you're writing in so I can continue to type to clarify it for you. This example is a perfect example of listening to someone else, not necessarily paying attention to what they're saying, but more importantly, taking what they're saying at face value without any independent research of your own. And you'll get this in a second. So the current sitting VP has stated that if elected, the border problem will be solved. Okay, that may be true. However, the border problem could have been resolved the past 3.5 years the vice president was in charge of the border. Now, many traders I have spoken with recently have made, given a sigh of relief that, oh, this problem is finally going to be resolved. Well, that's kind of problematic. Here's why. The VP is currently still in office and quite capable of resolving this issue today, and has been capable of resolving this since taking office in 2020. So if one knows how to think, if someone knows how to think for themselves, then they would have to ask, what has been the delay in solving this problem for the past 3.5 years? Number one. And number two, what difference would it make if the VP became president in terms of resolving this issue, because the VP's been in charge of the border all this time and didn't resolve it? Now, again, this is not a political statement or attack, and I'm going to make this real clear to you. What this is meant to be, and only meant to be, anytime I talk about things like this, is an analogy on the dangers of taking anyone at face value without looking at the facts. Now, bringing this back home to trading, this is no different than any traders going on the internet and, while looking for a trading system, purchase the first one they see because it's on a real slick and cool looking website. And that website is making all kind of claims. Oh, you're going to get 40 to 60% profit in return with their system. Now, the typical trader has no idea what the provider of the system has done previously, or even if their system performs as it should, because 9 times out of 10, those traders will buy without doing any independent research or even asking for a referral from the provider. It's mind-boggling to me. This has been going on for years, for decades. This is nothing new, but it's incredible to me. And time after time, months or years later, after this, that system they bought, probably spending, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, fails to fulfill what was promised, now the traders engage in fact-checking and find out there were innumerable complaints and even in some cases lawsuits against the provider. And at that point, most of these traders have lost their trading accounts more than once, had to refund them repeatedly, and even more, a few of them, those, and this is all the ones that have called me, of course, have lost everything and no longer have the financial wherewithal to trade. And that's when all of these traders pick up the phone to ask me what they can do to get back in the game. Okay? So in the case of the VP, there's little research to be done on this one because it's all in the media. So you don't really have to extend much effort to find out. And just as in the case with these systems providers, the rhetorical speech by the VP and the system providers is merely stating something that both those people, both those areas, know that the public wants to hear. Again, these slick website providers that traders visit who make unsubstantiated statements about their products and services, they can make them because they know that's what traders want to hear. It's the same perspective as the part of the person selling themselves or their products. They will say what their research has told them. And they've done a lot of research. They've taken polls. They've done demographics. And they know what the average person, and especially traders, want to hear just to make the sale. So you have to understand, whatever you're going to choose to do, whether it's voting or buying something or, you know, putting on a trade for whatever reason, you have to determine what your criteria is. And you can't do that if you don't know who you are and you haven't taught yourself how to think for yourself. Remember, all these providers are going to say what they know you want to hear. So you buy their system or subscribe to their feed, whatever. And politicians are no different. They're going to come out right before election time and tell you what they think you want to hear based on the polls. So it's the same idea, guys. It's the same mentality. It's the same energy. And you, as a trader, have to decide who to believe. Everyone else or yourself. Hold that thought. Be right back. All right, so getting back to what we were talking about a few moments ago, and the traders that wrote in this past week asking, you know, how do I learn how to think? I thought I was thinking for myself, but my results aren't showing that. And it's real simple. Okay, and again, I'm going to make another analogy here. We have to understand that we are in a battle, a mental battle, a spiritual battle, and the battle for financial independence. And we have to understand how to ask ourselves, how can we achieve financial independence if we cannot even think to do any independent individual research into what we personally believe? Now, you may say, well, what do you mean? I know what I believe. Well, I don't think you do in many cases, not when it comes to how you need to think as a trader. Now, many of you out there have been, you know, had a certain modicum of success in other careers, or maybe you haven't had success at all. It doesn't matter, because when you step into the trading arena, everything you were taught goes out the window. I can't stress this enough. Mark couldn't stress it enough. Mark Douglas. So you have to understand, what do I have to do research into? Well, you have to research what you were taught. As I've said in a lot of my podcasts, one of the first things I do at the beginning of my workshops is I ask everybody to take some money out of their wallet and put it on the you know, the table or the desk in front of them. And everybody hesitates. I mean, I don't even get this, you know. And so I have to repeat the exercise. Come on, guys, you got to take some money out of your wallet. I understand we live in this world where everybody's got debit cards instead of cash. Well, that's your first mistake. If you don't have any cash in your wallet, then you're not connected to your money. I understand the world we live in. It's digital. However, there isn't one trader that I know to this day that doesn't carry a bunch of cash in their wallet. And, you know, it's going to be a different amount, you know, depending on the person. Mark always carried at least $1,000. I don't carry that much just because, you know, I'm a girl and I don't want to get targeted. And I'm always nervous about getting, you know, some weirdo coming up to me. And I was almost mugged 2 years ago. So, but I'll always have a couple $100. But it's, you know, it's there. Because I connect to my money. And so we have to understand what we believe versus what we were taught, not what we've been programmed to believe about prosperity. And here's a good example. Let's just take George Soros, for example, okay? I mean, he's what, a multi-billionaire? In his early years, he fled a communist regime, and I forget which country he came from. Might have been Romania, I think, somewhere in Eastern Europe. But and he was so grateful to come to the U.S. And as he was building his financial empire, he couldn't say enough good things about America and how horrible, you know, socialism is. And then, for some reason, years later, after he made his billions, now it appears that he really doesn't like America very much. And, you know, he's funding a lot of things that are not positive. So it took me a while to figure out, like, why does he hate America so much? And then it became clear that during his formative years, because I think he came here, don't quote me on this, maybe in his early 20s, late teens, early 20s. Now, at that point, he had probably suffered quite a bit in that socialist regime. But what he learned from that socialist regime was that he was never going to be poor again, and he was never not going to have control. And so now he's worth billions of dollars, and that old programming is coming up to the surface, where he realizes now that he has the money to control others. Now, obviously, I don't know this for a fact, but just given, you know, his actions the last couple of years, I think this is a really good example of someone who has never resolved what they were programmed to think at a younger age. And now they're revisiting that and living it out, probably not even knowing that's what they're doing. And I think he's a very unhappy person. I feel bad for him. So when I talk about this stuff, guys, this is about, think about what you were taught. And I know we've talked about, you know, somebody calling you stupid or bullying and that kind of stuff. But what we have to do is get to the root of what we believe about what we can achieve as a trader. What do you think you can achieve as a trader? You know, I ask you guys this all the time, you know, in coaching and workshops and even in the free call. And you go, well, I think I can be successful, or I don't know, or, well, I'll be happy just taking $50 out of the market. That's complete defeat. That is not knowing what you think. That is not knowing who you are. Now, you may be a fabulous analyst. You may be able to call, you know, market direction. You may feel intuitively what's going to happen with market movement. But if you can't act on it, that means you don't believe in you. The other part of the equation is you cannot control your emotions. You cannot control what you were previously programmed. You have to identify it, accept what's in there, and then make a decision if it's still working for you. And if it isn't, say, okay, well, I think I need a different approach. And it doesn't have to be anything negative, guys. It just is what it is. We all grew up with a certain degree of teachings and learnings and programming. And when I say programming, I don't mean that in a negative way. It's just we all live in a society, whether we're here in the U.S. or any other country, we all have rules, regulations, we all need to get along. And, you know, whoever teaches us does their best, given what they know from their teachings, their programming, they're doing their best to make sure we get ahead. And I know some of you are out there saying, well, you know, my parents never encouraged me. My parents were the exact opposite. Well, that may be the case. But so what? So what? So let's say you had crappy parents. Who cares? You're an adult. Get over yourself. Now, that's easy for me to say. And I still have my days where I'm still troubled, you know, by being, you know, sexually abused and physically abused by a brother-in-law and a sister who didn't believe me. And it went on for a year, okay? So I have my bad days too. The point is, you have to make a decision. Who do I want to be today? What kind of trader do I want to be today? Do I want to be an angry trader and blame others for my lack of success, my lack of a growing equity curve? Or do I want to act like a grown-up and take the reins back from anyone else who has been leading me or making me go in a direction I am not choosing to go further today? It's control versus objectivity. Meaning, you can keep trying to control your emotions, or you can decide to figure out what's holding you back and have an objective state of mind. If you want to continue to control your emotions and your trading errors, that's great, but you will be consistent at being a boom and buster. That's a fact. Whereas if you decide to step into this process of understanding what you were taught, what's limiting you, and learning how to de-energize all that, which this is why I'm here, guys, to create an objective, carefree state of mind, to see true market data, the sky's the limit. The sky's the limit. And I know I keep telling you this, guys, but if I did not have that kind of mindset, I would not be here today after losing everything after Mark died. And I know I get a lot of calls from you guys, and you don't believe I lost everything. Well, that's your prerogative. I don't lie. This is the truth. I have a relationship with God, and there was no way that I knew I wouldn't come back better and stronger. And you have to have the same perspective. You have to believe in yourself 3,000% every single day, even when your results aren't necessarily showing that. Because it will happen. It will happen if you believe. We're going to take a short break.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on A Higher Power.
Okay. So, I know you guys are probably going to have a lot of questions next week back to me. And, you know, one of the questions I routinely get in my coaching and my workshops is, well, how do I be objective? How do I de-energize? And I'll be honest with you guys, it does take a leap of faith in the beginning. It just is. Just like any new adventure, anything new that you are attempting to accomplish, or anything, you know, that you haven't mastered before, it takes a leap of faith. And when I say it takes a leap of faith, it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm talking about religion. I'm talking about you have to believe in yourself. Okay? And there is a quote from Ephesians, and it reminds us to stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of knowledge in place. Now, what do you think that means? You know, the book of Ephesians is just reminding us that, first of all, you have to know what your truth is. Okay? Well, let me backtrack a little bit. You know, one thing that all first responders and the military have in common is that they are equipped with gear that protects them from particular dangers. Okay? You know, law enforcement and the military have body armor, firefighters have flame-proof equipment, and EMS workers have rubber gloves and masks. Now, all of this armor is not bulletproof, per se, 100%. It can't stop every threat, but it does protect all those groups to a certain degree from specific threats they are most likely to encounter. And they're also trained and know how to use the protection in the line of duty when necessary, as well as how to navigate any other challenges faced in battle. So, if we fail to equip ourselves with let's say, the breastplate, which means, you know, a vest of knowledge, as described in Ephesians, we are exposing our hearts and lives to outside attacks, and whatever those attacks may be. So, you got to remember that God's armor is truly bulletproof. But you also need the armor of God because you need to know the enemy you're up against. You're not wrestling against flesh and blood, per se. You are wrestling against your own thoughts and your own beliefs and what has been taught to you. Okay? And we all wrestle with this, okay? This is nothing new. It's not personal. It just is what it is. So you have to come to terms with, no matter what your battle is, whether it's financial independence or shaking yourself free from outdated programming, you have to create a stance in your personal tactical position as one of the most important things you can do to become a victorious warrior, a prosperous trader. So before you start trying to control your emotions, you have to understand you're not going to have a firm stance from the get-go. You have to have the proper, shall we say, spiritual and prosperous footwear in financial combat that establishes you in believing in yourself and will keep you unmoved through any type of drawdowns or having to refund your trading account. Your proper spiritual, financial, prosperous footwear, shall we say, will take you through this journey out of the darkness of losing and keep you at an even keel as you navigate current market data. And you have to remember, guys, the position of losing can always be under your feet, not over your head. In other words, yes, I'm making another analogy here, guys, but you wouldn't let any person, shall we say, any goofball, any bad guy, remove your shoes without a fight or without good reason, right? So why are you allowing outdated programming, outdated beliefs to disturb your path, your journey, your peace within? That's your foundation, guys. Now, this may not be making much sense to you, but this is where you need to go. You need to take up a shield of faith, believing in yourself. Because when you have that shield up, you will extinguish any and all flaming arrows of doubt about yourself. It'll just disappear. They'll just bounce off. That's the way it works, guys. So you have to ask yourself, who am I as a trader? What do I want to accomplish as a trader? Can I do it alone? Well, the point is, you don't have to do it alone. Your Heavenly Father is there, right there with you. He wants you to be as prosperous as you want to be. But he can't help you when you don't know how to think. Because when you don't know how to think, then you can't hear. And when you can't hear, then you can't learn. And you might be saying, oh my gosh, you know, she's goofy. I listen all the time. I listen to people all the time and it doesn't get me anywhere. Well, maybe you're listening to the wrong people. Maybe you shouldn't even be listening to any people. Maybe you ought to be listening to within yourself. And you know who you are. I don't need to be telling you this, guys. I'm just reminding you. You already know who you are. Give yourself permission to start living who you want to be. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to, you know, lose your wife or your family or anything like that. I'm strictly talking about as it relates to your trading. Because trading is an individual endeavor, unless you're working, you know, at a brokerage firm. But you have to know who you are, what you think, what you believe about money, what you think you can accomplish, and not what anyone else has programmed you to believe. And you may say, well, gosh, you know, you're just repeating yourself. Yes, I am, because these are the same questions day in and day out that traders come to me with. I don't understand. I don't know why I keep doing the same things wrong. I don't know why I'm leaving profit on the table. Yes, you do. You just don't want to face it because you'll feel like a failure. And that's the misconception of all this journey that we're all on every single day as traders. When you understand, when you allow yourself to take responsibility for making repeated mistakes, that's when things start to change for the better. I think I've mentioned previously, when I make a mistake trading or, you know, on the phone with somebody, you know, I'll laugh at myself. And I'll say, oh God, way to go, Webb. That was pretty dumb. You know, or that was just ridiculous. I'm not upset with myself, but I freely admit what I have done that wasn't correct or most appropriate. It is so freeing, guys. You have no idea. When you can laugh at yourself for not doing what you were supposed to do or what you thought you'd do or what you hoped you'd do, then, you know, things turn around. They turn around so swiftly, so completely. And I know it may be hard for you to believe that right now, but I am living proof. Okay? I'm going to tell you right now, I invested in some stocks that everyone on the planet were saying they're just junk. Okay? So this was about 6 months ago. Now, I'm kind of a little bit of a risk taker. I'm really conservative, but I just thought, you know, I don't know. I kind of have a good feeling about this. I did my research. It was a startup, you know, found out who the principals were, you know, what their overhead was, what they were looking to, you know, achieve, what their business plan was. And I thought, you know, I'm going to buy X amount of, you know, stocks. Let it go. You know, as you know, I'm a longer term investor. you know, watched it once a week, twice a week, or, you know, twice a month, something like that. Yeah. And now today, they just got bought out by a $1 billion corporation. So my point being is that I know who I am. I know what I think. And I put on the trade. As far as I was concerned, I wrote off the money. If it worked, great. If it didn't, no big deal, because I did everything I needed to do to make an informed decision. Me, not anybody else. And everybody across, you know, all the investment channels, oh my God, it's junk, whatever, you know, run the other way. Well, they were wrong. So my point being is, when you get to that point, then you can have fun. And I'm telling you, I'm having fun right now because I made profit. And I love it. Now, I'm sharing this with you. I'm not going to tell you what stock it is. It doesn't really matter. But the point is, that's the mindset that you have to have. You have to learn how to start having fun with your trading. Stop trying to control anything and start being objective. Objective. And you know that's where you want to be. If you're having trouble with this, let me know. You know there's a free call option that's available for everyone, no matter what level of traders. You can send me an email through my website, www.paulatweb.com, or you can pick up the phone and call me at 760-636-4290, and we'll have a nice chat. This is what I'm here for, guys. This is who I am. Everything that I have learned, everything that Mark learned, we put it together in a concise set of materials for you guys, because we want you to be the best you can be. Okay? Think about that. We'll be right back. All right. So, you know, one of the other things, you know, that we talked about, control versus objectivity. And falling into alignment with that is clarity of purpose. What do you want, guys? As a trader, what is it that you want? Now, I've been over this before, you know, build your business plan, write down specifically what you want to achieve each day before you start trading. You know, what do I want to accomplish? What are my objectives? This is nothing new. You've heard this since you started trading from countless people across the internet, you know, on all the news feeds. You know, Mark and I have been teaching this since, you know, 1990, when our first book, The Disciplined Trader, came out, and subsequent years, we traveled around the world teaching this to every level of trader, institutional, individual, whatever. And we even actually taught it to a Saudi prince, okay, who ended up stiffing us for the workshop, but that's another story. Anyway, but my point being is if you don't have clarity of purpose each day before you start trading, then how is it that you think you're going to have clarity of seeing market data? Now think about this, guys. And for those of you that are still working in another job, you know what I'm talking about. You get up, you go to the office, or you go to your job, or you're on the computer, whatever you're doing, and you have a purpose to fulfill at your job each and every day to get your paycheck. Correct? Correct. You can't just sit there in front of your computer, or you can't just go sit at your desk and do nothing and expect your boss to say, oh, well, thank you for even just showing up. Here's your paycheck. That's not going to happen. You have a clarity of purpose based on what you are required to do for your job. Now, that clarity of purpose has been given to you by someone else who's in charge. I get that. That is a different perspective. However, you still know what you are required to do. Now, we all got into trading, so we didn't have to listen to someone else give us clarity of purpose. We got into trading so we could choose our clarity of purpose. So how do we do this? You have to clear your mind. You have to find out what is holding you back. And one of the ways to do that is, and these are interchangeable terms, guys. You can meditate. You can pray. You can visualize. Now, to me, those three terms mean the same thing. A lot of guys, you know, have a problem with meditation. Okay, so then use the word prayer. Or if you don't like the word prayer because you're not religious, then visualize. Okay, whatever term you can use to get in touch with your innermost thoughts. It doesn't matter the term. I'm just using that here for the purposes of this example. All right? Now, Oswald Chambers was a minister back at the turn of the last century, and he wrote a book called My Utmost for His Highness. And it's absolutely a Christian book. But there's a lot of good material in there, even if you're not a Christian. And what he talks about in terms of prayer, and again, prayer, meditation, or visualization, is you don't have to have a special place for prayer. The only thing you have to do is do it within yourself. Okay? Now, I pray in my car. I could be sitting at a stoplight, and I'll say, oh, dear Lord, you know, thank you for this lovely day, and I need your help. And I'll give them my question. Okay? The greatest battle we have with prayer or meditation or visualization is overcoming our mental veil, our mental wool gathering, because we are not taught to do that in a way that's effective, especially as traders. Now, some of you listening out there could say, hey, I pray every day. I don't know what you're talking about. I go to church and, you know, I come home and I feel great and all that kind of stuff. Well, good for you. But I would have to say to you, how does that apply to your trading? Is it making you a better trader? And be honest. If it is, hallelujah. Hey, tell me, okay? Send me that great email saying, yes, my higher prayer is making me a better trader. That's awesome. But for those of you that find a little bit of difficulty, you have to understand that we have to rediscipline our minds and learn how to concentrate on willful intentions. Okay? So you're not alone. Okay? So just get into the habit of talking with God about everything about your trading. Okay? Swing that mental door wide open. And talk to your father in secret. And everything will be stamped with his presence. Okay? So, again, when you know what you want, when you know what you believe, when you know who taught you what you currently believe, you can ask yourself, how are those beliefs working for me as a trader? Are you angry at what someone taught you, as we talked about a few minutes ago? Because you feel that's limiting your ability to be a successful trader? Well, then that's your focus. Anger at others who taught you. So think about this, guys. You're an adult, right? You're an adult who can make up your own mind, right? Pick and choose what you desire, right? All of you listening here today had no problem picking a trading system, picking an edge, choosing your loss ratio, programming your methodology, right? And so forth, right? But you can't make a decision to let go of outdated programming so you can become the best trader you can be? Come on, guys, you're better than this. You know you're better than this. I know you're better than this. So make the decision to step into the process of knowing who you are at any given moment as a trader and start thinking like a winner. Not someone who keeps saying, well, this guy on the internet claimed he was taking six figures, so I thought I'd listen to him, but that's not working out. Come on. Let it go. All right? You're better than this. You know it. I know it. God knows it. Give yourself permission to be a child of God. Give yourself permission to be who he wants you to be. He loves you. He knows who you are. Don't worry about anything that's happened. Okay? I'm not perfect. Trust me. I have conversations with him every day, apologizing. But with that said, I know he loves me regardless. And he has provided me with everything I have through his grace. Have a wonderful week, and we will talk to you soon. God bless.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatweb.com.